Well, hello everybody. This is Mia and
Alexia
and
Nicola.
And you are listening to 91.5 WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Matter of Fact, with another episode. We are very excited for today's episode. We got a super awesome set.
No spoilers.
Super awesome set coming up.
No spoilers at all.
Our other guests are just trickling in because they were playing drums in Studio B and Studio D, is it? Studio D. Studio.
Yeah, the studio with the drums. We all sped here.
That mic is on now.
Hi.
Hey, Megan. Megan, hello.
Hi, Mia.
Hey. We are currently listening to Megan's pick, which is Romantic Homicide. We're talking over Romantic Homicide by, is it David?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, a little I bit think of, so. Otherwise, it would be
D4VD.
Yeah.
D4VD.
And then we just heard
As
No
always,
More Like That
by but yeah, we... You guys know that we always have a theme tonight. So try and guess the theme. Play along with us. It'll be super, super awesome. We came up with this theme
kind of together
because Nicola called in last week and said some stuff and we were like, okay.
I cursed on the air. I'm
if
sorry,
you
guys.
She did curse fan, on
the
know. Air.
Yeah. If you're a true fan of Matter of Fact, then maybe you'll have some maybe you'll have a guess on what the theme is tonight. But at the end of the show, we'll have a little talk break.
Yep.
And you guys can guess what the theme is.
Yeah, and guys, if you ever want to give us a call on the air, call during one of the talk breaks. And
so we can talk to you.
Answer.
Yeah, well, coming up next, we got The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars. And then after that, we got First Date by Blink-182. So stick around, everybody, and we'll see you at the next talk break.
Bye. See ya.
It all off in your face. What would you do? What if I fell to the floor? Couldn't take this anymore. What would you do? Yeah.
Back.
What up, gang?
What up, everybody?
Hey.
Did you say hi before?
Hello, everybody.
Well, no, Isaac's here now.
I'm here.
Doesn't even have headphones. Can't even hear.
Yeah. Do we have?
Do we have an extra? Is there Charlie?
Yeah,
do we know?
Yeah, there's plugs over here. If you can secure another pair of headphones.
Like, okay. Well, we can work it out. Through the next,
you'll have to sit on the
music break
little step stool over here. Yeah, it's okay. You don't get a chance.
We can share a microphone.
We can shift
three
the
people.
Mics, or we can shift. That's anyways, true. Frank, I said anyway. I almost said something. Listen. I said nothing.
All right.
So Nicola, actually, I wanted to talk to you. So Nicola showed me this video on
YouTube
the other day of Chad Smith, the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who was given that song, The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars, and he had to come up with his own drum part because he had never heard the song before. Yeah. So
the channel's called Drummo, I think, and basically they like, it's like you're watching a drummer in a studio with a drum kit, and they're given a track with no drums in the background.
Yeah.
So, and then they just have to like make it up as they go and like freestyle essentially. It was crazy. We watched it together and we were like, oh my god, since I don't know, both of us listened to like know what the song already sounds like. He nailed it.
I was also there.
Megan was also
she
there.
She was also there. And she was astounded.
Yes, Megan cued some Shawn Mendes.
Whoa.
I didn't.
But just to clarify, I didn't say the bad word, I said fudge. Okay? I didn't say it fully.
What bad word are you referring to?
Exactly.
You're making the case even worse for yourself, Mia.
Oh, goodness gracious. We have a caller.
Oh, my God.
It's the FCC.
No, it's not the FCC. Caller, you are on air. Hello.
Hi. Is Nikita here?
Hi.
I was wondering if you could offer relationship advice to single people who are looking to find a girlfriend.
For you specifically, I would change everything about myself.
First, we need an introduction. Who is this caller?
Oh,
caller,
okay.
Who are you?
Let me introduce. Yeah. So I'm a triplet. This is my older triplet sister, Mary, who's calling in from New York City. She's single, lesbian, although has a back tattoo now. So.
Whoa.
Okay.
Back tattoo gang.
You're in.
Back tattoo gang.
My advice to single people is to, I don't know, get off your phone, touch grass, develop some hobbies where you can meet some people that you have things in common with beyond your screen time limit.
Yeah.
You should get on Tinder and just message me.
Hi, Mary.
No.
Hi, Mary. It's Megan.
Yeah. Hi, Megan. Cute.
Well, Mary.
Oh, what's thanks. Up?
Well, Mary, thank you so much for calling in. We hope you stay tuned and guess the theme of the show.
We hope you stay single.
Well, let's not get political here, okay?
That was targeted.
But yeah, if you keep listening, maybe you can guess the theme. So, yeah.
Bye.
Cool. All right, bye. super awesome.
Yeah,
thank
that
you,
was my sister.
Mary, for calling in to talk to Nikita.
Yeah, Nikita,
so cute.
Yeah, super, super cute.
Where's
Hannah?
Look, she said on the way. She's on the way.
Listen, OTW, you
Hannah.
Have to believe it.
That was such a setup because of the no headphones thing. I didn't hear a word of that phone call.
Oh,
I was just sitting here, just
shoot,
like nodding along.
You were like, oh yeah, oops.
I was like, are they going to pick up on the mics if I'm, like, walking over to, like, plug something?
We can try that
but
now
yeah.
during
it's
this
not that,
next
it's not that big a deal.
Song break.
I'm,
no, we'll
I'm still waiting on the second half of this duo anyway.
We got it. But coming up, we got Casual Affair by Panic at the Disco.
Yeah!
And then Heavy
yeah.
Dirty Soul by 21 Pilots, the
yeah.
one and only. So we'll see you guys after that song at our next talk break. We'll be right back.
practicing imposition in my mind's imagination. I hope they choke on smoke 'cause I'm smoking in my basement. This is not rap, this is not hip hop. Just another attempt to make the voices stop. Rapping to prove nothing, just writing to say something. 'Cause I wasn't the only one who wasn't rushing to saying nothing. This doesn't mean I lost my dream. It's just right now I got a really crazy mind to clean.
Hi guys.
Hi guys.
I feel like talking.
Hi.
Let's pass the mics down.
Let's
one,
pass
everyone.
The mics down. Mics passing down. Mic.
All right. I had a couple little anecdotes that I wanted to talk about. One thing, the past song we just heard, "Heavy Dirty Soul" by 21 Pilots.
We're finishing to listen.
You gotta move it closer.
Okay. I thought you were gonna share with Isaac.
So. In the meantime.
Anyways, the song. Ever since I heard it when I was in like sixth grade, this was my go-to song when I had a song stuck in my head to get the other song out of my head.
It's
so every time
song.
Every time I heard like the Cars for Kids theme or something like that on the radio, I was like, let me just sing this in my head, and it cured my earworm.
It's
every
such
time
a good song.
Every time
my
it still years. Happens now.
My sister knows the entire song. She also knows the entire song for Rap God by Eminem.
Okay, but does she know
Little
Kitchen
Eva
Sink?
Guys,
the 21
what is
Pilots
that?
Song Kitchen Sink.
Oh, maybe she does, honestly.
Probably.
I don't know. That could be a possibility. Baby Eva, shout out
remember
to the
remember when
family.
Everybody tried to learn that. I also want to say shout out to the Super Hulakians out there. The
shout
Tumblrites.
Out. Literally
the
shout
emo
out.
Trinity fans.
I never had Tumblr.
The gang.
Dr. Ten was my favorite. Let's talk about it.
So I only watched Supernatural, but I was super into it.
Not.
Oh, same.
Who else had Tumblr? Anyone?
Me, I
not
did.
Me.
I still do.
Yeah. So Nicole and I are in this like silent group of people. That
yeah.
Were in
they
the
were probably
the
they
internet.
Were probably internet friends.
Yeah. No. I think in another life
at
we were
some
internet
point.
Friends.
Yeah. Just, you guys. Talk
this conversation
about it.
Leads to dangerous place. I yeah. swore last time. Yeah. All I'm gonna say is, who else was watching Dan and Phil?
Yes.
What is that?
They are definitely married now.
What is that?
No, you don't know who did like, Killer?
Is this YouTube? Is this YouTube? Yeah. I didn't watch YouTube growing up, man.
I think we talked about this last week, too.
Yeah. Probably.
Smosh. No, they're not Smosh. But that's not.
I don't know anything.
They were like gay emo. This is like Sims playing Smosh.
This is a part of the world that we have.
Oh, okay.
In my brain, so that you guys will never know.
Something that we need to discuss that I didn't have people to discuss with at the time is something that like literally was the equivalent of like the tectonic plates shifting was when 21 Pilots covered My Chemical Romance is Cancer.
Yes.
And I was devastated.
It sucked.
That was in my hating 21 Pilots era as well.
Because the internet presence was cringe.
Guys, I liked it. I continue to like it. I think it's an interesting rendition of the song. I like the original much, much better, but I don't hate on 21 Pilots.
It felt violation over to my boy Gerard Way.
Literally, yeah. Also, can we just talk about how Umbrella Academy was so successful and that was
That's insane.
Gerard
I
Way.
Have, I have that one of the him. I have one of the comics. Comics. Yeah.
I'm so
the
9/11
to Ellen falling pipeline is real.
Yes.
But like 21 Pilots, the internet presence of the fan base came after the quote insane. Emo trinity of Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance, and Panic at the Disco. So they were condemned by the community and then eventually merged to be the quad,
but like just for 12-year-olds. Also,
emo fours.
Okay, can we talk about what it's a, which one of them is married to Debbie Ryan?
Josh Dunn.
Yes. Okay, Weijin, right?
Maybe? Is she?
No, not Debbie Ryan.
No,
Josh
no.
Dunn. Josh pretty Dunn. Sure he
Isn't
Weijin,
he Weijin?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, Weijin like, representation, Debbie? But oh, also yeah, their house tour on Architectural Digest was so freaky.
Yeah, it was really, really weird. Freaky. I saw that. Also, Dan and Phil.
Yeah.
Nose? The cat whiskers.
Cat whiskers. That IKEA bedding.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Personally, don't.
Dill in the Sims. On,
the best day of my life every year. Phil is not on fire.
Into something
who was
else.
who was the other Sim? Pancakes or something?
I don't.
Flapjack.
You know,
something?
I wasn't in it like that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Megan, are you getting this?
Sorry. I was a little too deep in.
So far removed from this conversation.
My favorite Supernatural episode.
Charlie, Isaac, are you getting this?
Oh my god,
the episode.
This conversation.
I'm hearing it.
You're hearing it? Are you getting it?
Type of emo music.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will
new
be
generation.
Older than.
Oh,
what
really?
You're
yeah.
About,
yeah.
Emo later in my show.
Real
yeah.
emo?
Yeah.
Lil Peep.
Fun. Lil Peep? That's some real
R.I.P.
emo.
R.I.P.X.
Well, coming up, we got Rip I'm Jaw. Not a Vampire by Falling in Reverse.
Yep.
Then we got The Carpal Tunnel of
Love
Beautiful.
By Fall Out Boy.
Wonderful. And then is our next talk break. So we'll see you guys then.
Sometimes I sleep all day because
my veins. When did I become so cool?
Alright guys, I think it's about that time.
It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Why, thank you, Isaac.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For reading the PSA.
Be a
and
dad.
And our other... wonderful guest is also on, or she arrived a while ago. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, I'm sorry I'm like halfway through the show arriving for the first time, but I had to eat dinner.
The glories of having 2 hours.
Yeah.
Were you actually just sulking because I demolished you in fantasy football this season?
Like, I
she wiped the floor.
So bad. I know, I did so bad. I'm doing so worse. I'm so upset. Okay. I don't...
Oh. We got a caller.
Ooh. We have a caller.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, guys. This is my mom.
Hi, Nicola's mom.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Nicola's mom. That's Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hi. This is so awesome. How are you, Mom?
I'm good. You know, we're just hanging out, drinking champagne.
Nice.
For the listeners,
champagne is a code word for a non-alcoholic
drink. I was actually going to address that. We're celebrating some like awesome news, so that's the reason for it. Mom, we're listening to we're listening to music that I really enjoyed in middle school. It's been a fun throwback to that time.
Okay, so are you taking call-in questions?
Sure.
Go for it.
Sure.
Okay. In the middle school theme, like, what is a song that you secretly love but are embarrassed to share with anyone?
Like, every single one.
That's what we're playing today.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Probably,
this is what I was bullied for. Nice.
Probably, like, Bohemian Rhapsody. Not like, oh, that's such, like, a masterpiece, but I would, like, listen to it, like, while doing homework, which, like, or, like, while, like, in typing class.
I don't think that's a song you should ever be ashamed of.
Typing class.
I don't think that's a song to be ashamed of.
That what was that band you like so much?
That band,
My Chemical Romance.
No, the other one.
What other one?
21 Pilots.
we just listened to a song by them.
I was telling them how 21 Pilots had a show in like Boise, Idaho, and Mary and I wanted to go so badly. It was the closest they had been to Wyoming. Anyways.
Idaho reference? Wait, I gotta tap in.
What?
Lived in Idaho the first, like, 10 years of my life.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No joke.
Where? Yeah, where?
Right by the, like, Oregon border. So, like, it's a little town called Fruitland, Idaho. But it's right across
Fruitland.
The river from Ontario, Oregon.
Wow.
Wait, Mom, what did you say?
You're from Coeur d'Alene?
Fruitland.
No, not Coeur d'Alene, it's Fruitland.
Fruitland.
Right by Ontario, Oregon.
Really far away from us.
Yeah, other side of the state, sounds like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Uh-huh.
How about the rest of you? What are some, like, cringy songs you love?
Ooh. Well, apparently liking the version that 21 Pilots covered from My Chemical Romance's Cancer is cringy.
That's
I think it's a wonderful song.
You can't recreate that.
Listen.
You can't.
Listen. No hate to 21 Pilots. I love them forever. No, I've seen them 5 times in concert.
I'll hate them a little bit.
I think
they can be 5 times is crazy.
Five times is crazy.
I mean, just like buying the tickets 5 times to see.
They only had so much music.
Yeah, actually, how many eras was that?
Thank you for asking this question.
This is starting a really good conversation.
Three eras. That's a really great conversation.
Yeah, it was Blurry Face. It was Emotional Roadshow. Then it was Nico and the one with the bird.
I don't know.
Nico and the Nico
Bro,
and the Niners.
You're
won.
A bigger fan
what?
Than me.
And then the Icy.
Mia,
spicy,
did you go to Panic
spicy,
at the Disco?
Icy Spicy.
Yeah, we saw a Panic at the Disco same year.
The same year. My mom would not let me go to the free Panic at the Disco show in Boston because she's
there
like,
was a
"How
free
are you
one?
Gonna get?"
When?
Yes,
when
my
was
friends
that?
Went like 2015.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. When that was the year.
I was so mad. I was so mad.
That was my second concert. My first concert was Katy Perry, fun fact. Coincidentally, the same one that Antonio saw.
Wild!
Both of our first concerts were Katy Perry.
That's wild.
Mine was the Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers!
Yes!
Yeah, they were here a while ago.
Yeah, I did not go to that one. This was like 2009.
Oh, yeah.
Nicola, what was your first concert?
I think it might have... Oh, God. I think it honestly might have been King Princess.
Wow, oh, no. Goated.
No, love no, King no. Princess.
The Panorama.
Yeah, but that's not a concert. That was like, I guess that counts.
A music fest.
That was awesome. But concert, it was King Princess. Actually, that is the cringy, like, middle school music. Okay, Mom, we have to say bye because our talk break is over.
Bye.
But
thank you for calling. Wonderful to have you.
Okay, I love you too, Mom. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. What?
I cut her off.
Oh.
Unfortunately,
whoopsie.
Very sorry for cutting you off, Nicola's mom. We had to cut her off, unfortunately, because we are announcing our next couple of songs. Coming up next, we got Miserable by Lit. Then Cemetery Drive by My Chemical Romance. And then...
Bill's God, then we'll talk by Panic at the Disco.
No way. There we go. Yeah. And then our final talk break of the evening, and then onto Charlie's show. So, see you guys in a little bit.
Yeah. hotels on the line, corner of 4th and Fremont Street. Appealing only cause they're just that unappealing. In me practice Catholic would cross themselves upon entering. The rooms have a hint of asbestos and maybe just a dash of formaldehyde. And the habit of decomposing right before your very eyes, along with the people inside. What a wonderful caricature of intimacy inside. What a wonderful caricature of intimacy. Tonight, standing trench from a lawyer and a virgin. Since rising with the rosary tucked inside her lingerie. She's getting a job at the firm come Monday.
Welcome to our final talk break.
Do our guests want to say anything about the theme specifically?
But you can't reveal it yet. But how do you feel about it?
I love it.
Good.
I'm very happy.
call if you want to guess.
Call if you want to guess the theme.
Oh,
now
okay,
is the
so
time to call.
We don't say what the theme is.
We don't say it until the end. Yeah. We've alluded to it heavily.
People
heavily
will try
alluded
to
guess.
They
haven't upset it though.
People will try to guess what
they
the
gotta
theme
call
is.
In and lock in their answer for
lock
a chance
it in,
to win.
And then if they
chance win
to win what?
I actually can't make that kind of promise on behalf of the studio. I don't think, so I'm gonna just cut myself off.
Maybe when I purposely spread misinformation.
Let's see. The number is. Hold on. I'm pulling it up. The number is, call in if you know the theme. It is 855-915-9636. Once again.
It also says it on the WMFO website.
855-915-9636. Call in to guess the theme for tonight. I'm really happy with the theme.
Yeah, this was really a fun playlist to make. We just rapid fire added stuff.
This was really important to me.
Yeah.
That's all
yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah. Megan's like, I'm kidding. Megan enjoyed it.
Megan missed this phase.
Who was the
life.
Team behind this this playlist? Who specifically?
Alexia and I. And then Megan okay. requested one song.
One song. Oh, okay.
Which is on her emo yeah. playlist organized
not,
by Spotify.
It, yeah, it's not quite like.
Yeah. What was
the,
it?
The romantic
Wait,
homicide.
You just, did you just say that?
No, it was just on an emo playlist.
Ah.
Right?
All right. Are we not going to get a caller?
Are we getting a caller?
WMFL. Guys, guys, literally, we're giving you the answer.
966-96. What? No, 855-915-9636. Come on. Ooh. I literally just said it.
I think you just solidified that no one is going to
call. Say it again.
855-915-9636.
Everybody. 9-5-9-1-5-9-6-3-6.
36.
I feel like, yeah, I've 42. Spoken enough about this because if not, I will just talk about it forever.
It's so nostalgic. Like,
guys, if you want a 100. Playlist, I made a mega playlist of all my faves of the Trinity, which I will be adding more to.
You know why I probably missed this phase? I think I probably could have had it in high school when we became friends, but you didn't share any of your music with us.
Well, I think I was past this point and into like my Mac DeMarco indie phase when we were friends.
I had one of those too. Why'd we follow the same trajectory?
I think I followed the same trajectory.
Yeah. I feel like
the pipeline
like
from
Mac DeMarco was like the
to Tyler the Creator and like full on rap, and then to like
Brockhampton.
Brockhampton.
The realization that like Tyler the Creator and Brockhampton were to a large extent my not like introduction, but got me listening to way more rap. Like looking back, it's like that's.
That's how it started.
Yeah,
that's really like.
Yeah,
it's not like a good thing.
I remember the first moment I listened to Chamber of Reflections by Mac DeMarco.
Magical moment.
Crazy. Magical moment. I was sitting. It was Currents an after school. It was an. literally, it was an after school class, and we had music on the TV, and I just see his face, and it goes, ba-dum, dum, boom.
And literally, right? I was and the I was, only I was person in my high school
levitating.
Yeah,
that listens to that kind of music.
One?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Not the only one, but we went to Linfield High School.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
You know,
the music sounds better when you feel like you're the only person who listens to
true,
it.
Oh
yeah.
True. So you just kind of like assume.
I was not the only person listening to it at Stoneham High School, and it's because I was like copying my friends.
You went to Stoneham?
I was the blueprint.
Yeah.
In mass.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. We talked about this a little while ago.
Well,
all right, we're gonna reveal the theme.
We're gonna do a little
now,
drum roll.
So, ready?
So
the theme is
emo.
Emo music.
Emo music. Emo night. I literally just said it. Whoever didn't call in, you guys are poopy.
You lost your chance to win.
You did. What you the guys poop? Could have won something.
Excuse me.
What the poop?
They didn't call in.
What the poop?
So. That really sucks.
Oh, we can do our little outro, I guess.
Oh, we can do it. This we can do our killer outro. This is Mia and.
Oh, and.
Well, and.
Alexia
and.
Hannah.
Isaac.
Nicola. Megan.
And.
Charlie's over there. And you are listening to 91.5 FM at WMFO Medford at Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you guys for listening.
And we are going
in.
To end the show with a banger.
With a banger, but
see
thank
you
guys for listening. We'll be
Charlie's
here.
Show.
Yeah, see you
if
guys
not,
at Charlie's show.
See you next week.
We'll see you next week, same time, same place. Tune in. Thank you for listening in. And we'll be back to share some more music with you.
Bye.
Peace out.
Bye. Think I'm
you have the guts to say, I don't love you.